down, emergency wires down, things like that. People would report it here, and then we would report it, or someone from another group listening would then report it to police, fire, etc., to take care of it. So during that situation, if we're in a emergency circumstance, there'll always be a net control available for you.
Roger that. Yeah, I just heard about that second storm this morning. Looks like Jose's not going to give us too much trouble, although there are some people who, I don't know, I'm hearing different reports. I'm hearing we're barely going to see the wind, and then other people are thinking it might stay a little bit more west, and we might see some pretty strong winds, but I guess we'll just have to wait and see. Hopefully it's nothing. I wonder if you could tell me a little bit about Aries.
Yeah, where do you live?
I am in Levittown.
Realize you were that close. Okay, so Aries is the Amateur Radio Emergency Service, but that is a misnomer. We're not running to emergencies, but it's a public service organization. So, for example, in let's say called normal times, we will be out assisting the Ocean to Sound relay race next weekend. We will be on the boardwalk at the American Cancer Society walk at Jones Beach. I don't know, 55,000-60,000 people there, and they've come to appreciate our help in being there and passing on information of importance in terms of the people that are walking besides me is on the boardwalk. In addition, when there is an emergency, Aries activates. Aries members will be assigned to fire battalions. Aries members will be in communication with first responders, again, police, fire, etc. Just providing emergency communications and links between the various served agencies, again, like the Red Cross.
Okay. And who are the members typically, and what is, I heard there are some 100 and 200 courses, and then there, after that there's a lot of other training, some of it being optional, recommended, and required, but who typically are Aries members? Is this something that I could get involved in? Is it very time-consuming?
We actually have, this case can be, we actually have two levels of membership, and one is when you're able to attend all the meetings and participate in most of the activities, and the other is when you're kind of like in a reserve where you can attend certain things but not everything. So that part of it is pretty much up to you. The members are the amateur radio members. Limelock members, for example, probably comprise I'd say, I don't know, 80%, maybe 85% of Nassau County areas. As you get out into Suffolk County, the organization is a little bit different, but any ham radio operator can join. We meet at the Red Cross on the second and fourth Thursdays of the month, and Red Cross is on Willis Avenue in Mignola. But members are just, you know, regular ham radio operators who give their time, basically.
Okay, thanks for the info. Something I might look into. I have a couple of friends that brought it up at another meeting I was at this past weekend, so that's why I asked. All right.
Do you have anything, sir?
Catch that other call there. The other station, go ahead and pick it up.
I didn't mean to interrupt you guys. I wanted to go real check over here. How you sound there?
It's just on the low side, but give me a call sign again.
82
Sorry, I'm still not copying the call sign. It's again because the audio is low. Try again, please.
Yeah, I'm sorry, 0-2 November, Quebec.
Okay, so again, the audio is low. I was able to copy you that time, KD2NQQ. but where are you located and what are you using?
Downtown Red Road.
You're a little ways to the repeater. Yeah, I mean, you're copyable, but I would say that it's a little bit difficult, again, because the audio is kind of on the low side. Let me send it back over to Dan. I don't want to leave him out. And Dan, don't forget to ID every 10 minutes or so.
Yes, sir. This is KD2MHJ. KD2NQQ. Hear you. But, as Richie said, you're very muffled and very staticky.
You see that. Yeah, we are doing the Hilton Tower out there in Leprechaun. All right.
I think he was asking if you were in Levittown.
I live in Levittown, yes. I'm currently in Valley Stream. I'm just going to work. But yes, I do live in Levittown.
Do you ask any other guy to the location?
The problem is that because the audio is low, we're really not comprehending every word that you're saying. It's a little bit of a problem. Try again, maybe speak a little more slowly, but it's definitely a problem.
What's the location on this, Mark?
Sounds like you're at location. You're asking for my current location or where I live in Levittown?
Little guy was talking to. Location.
I think we doubled, and I'm having a hard time making out what you're saying anyway. Sorry, KD2QQ. NQQ.
Okay, I'm going to pass it on out of here. Appreciate the radio check. Both of you guys have a great trip.
Again, the problem is you probably equal noise and audio, and it's just hard to pull the words out. So we got the general idea. I think you're asking about Levittown. Anyway, have a good day, and maybe we'll talk to you again when the signal's a little stronger. Dan, back over to you. This is KTKNB.
82MHJ. All right, Richie. Well, I'm going to sign off. I'm just about at work now. So, good talking to you. Thanks for the info. Have a great day. KD2MHJ will be clearing the final.
Hi, Dan. Very good. And if we didn't talk about it before, maybe time to look to start up a radio club in Valley Stream. Anyway, have a good one. And we'll catch you on the way home. KD2MHJ, KDKNB, 73.
KNB and 2EO. Just want to say good morning, Richie.
Yeah, good morning, Richie. What time is it? No, I'm not going to stay. Anyway, we will we'll catch you later. And 2EO, KDKNB.
Okay, my fine. I put it my fine seventh friend. We'll catch you later. Just want to say hello. K2KMB and 2EO.
Close to home.
You said you were breaking up, so I just was wondering if you were close to home.
Oh, actually, right now I'm driving through Hempstead. I'm on my way to jury duty.
Yeah, I also switched, radios. I think, again, the Magmount antenna that I use on one radio is great for normal stuff, but, I think if there's any sketchy area, that's a problem. So, see, I had a busy weekend, and now it's followed up by jury duty. Hey, that's great, Jeff.
I was on call last week, and for some reason I missed the number, so they told me to come in today. So I'm on my way. They said there's no penalties, just show up. So I'm on my way in there today, and we'll see how quickly I can escape.
Which court are you going in if you're going into Hempstead? That's what everybody went to Mineola.
Well, I've got to drive through Hempstead to get to Mineola.
Ah, that's where my confusion was. Now I got you. Okay. If you have a chance, touch base with Andy, because I think he's home today, and I think he tested out the radio. Everything was fine.
I spoke with him. All right. Very good. So what else is going
on? Not much. Just trying to think. Go get my flu shot today. It looks like it's going to rain. But I'm just going to go get my flu shot today at my age. That's about it. Pool water sample down and get ready to close the pool, I think, next weekend. Although, if we don't have rain, this week is supposed to be pretty decent if I wanted to continue swimming.
I don't know, man. Hurricane Jose is heading far away, and we're probably going to wind up with a bunch of rain in the next few days. At least that's what I believe. But anyway, we've got Happy New Year in order.
Yes, we're coming up on Wednesday night. That's a good thing. How'd your weekend go? How was the trip up to Washingtonville?
Trip was totally uneventful. We had a really nice time with the friends, and then I came back and went to Mamaroneck and photographed a bat mitzvah, and had a nice time working with my kids, and got home around 12:30-ish that night, so worked out pretty well.
Oh, yeah. I would have thought you would have gotten home later from the Mamaroneck. From a bar mitzvah. But I guess what happens, you don't stay till the end anyway, right? You've taken all the pictures by the time people have sat down and had dinner.
Well, I stayed till the end, but it ended at 11:30. I was in my car at 10 minutes later. So it doesn't take that long from Mamaroneck. I think it's only about 35 miles.
Yeah, my son's in Scarsdale, just near there. So on a good day, and we're a little further. Although you're further south, but I think us being further east, but it's 40 minutes, 45 minutes when there's no traffic. All right, so that was good. So in today's picture taking, so what happens now? You come home with your memory cards, and you process them.
Normally, but these went on a computer at the event. So it was already on a computer, and they were shown on the screens, and so on and so forth. So I only shot zaps. So I was not the official photographer, but I worked for the DJ company that night, and it was very nice, very nice. I have to do nothing afterwards.
All right, so that is good. Because I think you said the profits from producing them has gone down anyway. Yeah, it's interesting because many years ago, one of the guys that I was friendly with, his father was one of the major bookmakers. That's a bad term, bookmakers, wedding book, or mitzvah book. And, that business, I think as you mentioned, it's almost non-existent.
The bookbinders did very well in the day. What has happened over the years is the color labs bought out the bookbinders, and they are making the albums. If you need to make an album, however they do it, whatever, wherever their locations are, I don't know. But the color lab will now make you your album. So when I order images and have the prints made up, after I go over the prints and make sure they're exactly what I want, the lab will bind them for me as well. So I don't deal with a separate binder anymore.
Yeah, I would imagine as the business shrunk, it was necessary for the color labs to pick up something. You know, as I've heard you mention several times, not that anybody can be a photographer, but, you know, a lot of people just can hire someone with their digital images, and if you take 1,000 pictures, you know, 50 of them are going to be good.
When we send everything to the color lab, it's already been cleaned up and photoshopped and so on and so forth, and it's sent to them to print onto the spreads for the album, and then when we approve them, they get bound on the album that we contract for. So yeah, that's how it works out.
K2KMB. And when you're sending the pictures out, because the files are going to be pretty large, are you sending out through the internet, through a Dropbox kind of a thing, or you're dropping off a disk or something?
I can do it either way, but the lab is 10 minutes from my house, so I usually put them on a DVD or a CD or what have you. And even if we shoot them raw, they go to the lab in JPEG format, because the lab doesn't want to deal with the major size of a raw file. So all the work is done in the JPEG format and sent to the lab, and they print from that.
Okay, but still high resolution. How many megs are the, or let's say, I guess an album is, what, an 8x10? So how many megs are the pictures that you send me?
Well, no, basically what's done today is you take a 10x20 spread and you print a bunch of pictures on it. You know, that's the way it's done today. So you may take 6 pictures and put them on, you may put them on a 10x20 page. You know, so that's basically how it's done. Sometimes you only put 2 pictures on that page. So it all depends on what's decided and how the album tells the story. All right. Anyway, I'm here. So I'm going to say 73 for now. And maybe I'll catch you soon if I get out of here.
All right. Yeah, just tell them you're married to a school teacher. That usually will get you out in any case. Have a good one. Catch you later, KTKNB.
From what? Say that again.
When they're interviewing you for a jury, just tell them that you're married to a school teacher. That usually gets you out of any case.
I could do that. All right. Very good, very good. Hey, let me rock and roll. I'll talk with you soon. And to IO when I'm clear.
K2KNB.
Good morning, Richard. Goodbye, Jeff. WBTCSA.
Yeah, good morning, Steve. Stay with you for a couple of minutes. How are you doing this morning?
The governor will be a little chilly, apparently.
There's a cold wind being brought up by Jose.
Let's see. Amber alert for a white Honda. Oh, yeah, I read about that.
What is that on the highway there?
Yeah, something happened over in Jericho. Somebody grabbed 2 kids or something. They didn't go into the particulars, but, yeah. they're somewhat unusual.
Oh, okay. I'll reading of Evans. Haven't heard anything bad on the news, but I'll look on Newsday, whatever. Anyway, it's gonna be, or is it raining? Yeah, maybe it's raining. What time is it? Oh, it's 8:17 already. Wow, time flies. I actually got to get moving. I got to run out to the doctor's office this morning. So I'm going to sign with you. I'll catch you later. WB2ZSE, KGKNB.
Okay, I'll talk to you later. WB2ZSE.
Oh, Steve. How are you doing? M2EM.
Good morning, Angie. Did you look up that stuff?
Actually, Bob, I did. I'm a little bit, actually a lot confused. But I'll get a grip on it, I'll read about it, and I'll know exactly what I want.
Okay. Yeah, because I had to look up some stuff, so and to download some paperwork from there. So I took a look also. They've got a lot of new stuff, apparently.
And I don't understand. What are these little units for, like, $49? That's affordable. But then they have other ones that are, like, $239 and $639. Way out of my league.
Yeah, I haven't gone over the whole thing, but they have a variety of things going anywhere from complete units, including the RF built in with the a small computer and everything. You know, plug it into AC, an antenna, and a network, to the devices to interconnect a radio to your computer, where you have to install the software, and it connects the hardware so it can. So it can make sense of what's going on.
Okay. Is that all I need? $49. What else do I need?
I don't know. You've got to read and see what it comes with. The software is not an issue. I mean, you can download the software. The newest stuff I'm not familiar with. I have an older board, I think it's called version 3. It goes back to like 2003. And I know they've updated stuff since then.
I saw those boards. They go into slots in the computer. Thing is, I don't have anything with slots. I have my laptop, Microsoft laptop PC. It's a laptop, so there are no slots. Just a bunch of USB ports. Same thing with my Apple.
Yeah, well, you can't use... Well, first of all, you have to use a PC because the operating system you got to run is Linux. And, let's see. They did have a device on there, I believe, that was a USB device. I would have to look at it closer, but I think they do make an interface using USB now.
Yes, they do. And that's the one that's $49. It's not a problem to me money-wise. The other two is way beyond my budget.
Yeah, well, you can always drop them a note and ask them the particulars. Also, they have something so you can use a Raspberry Pi as the computer for the whole thing, and they may even have one built up. So, depending on whether you want to dedicate a compute one of your regular computers to this, that may be a reasonable way of doing it.
Okay, Steve, yeah, I would do that. My only big question is, somebody, either you or Richie or somebody else, said I have to be accepted. What's the point? Why do I have to be accepted? I thought anybody could do this.
You have to set it up, you have to put it on the network. I don't know if X intercepted is the correct word, but you have to register it with them, and they give you, they put a PGP key in there, which is an encryption key, so that you can operate on the system. Otherwise, you know, they'd have people hacking into it all day. You gotta read the stuff on the website, Richie. I'm really a poor source of information in this case.
Oh, you've just given me some help, whether you know it or not. And I was reading the website yesterday and a little bit this morning. But the one with the Raspberry Pi, this USB, would probably be the best one for me, because it's affordable.
Okay, well, you got to remember, there's two different things. There's the computer, and there's the interface, or they might have it built together. So, you know, you got to read real careful, but, so that you're not buying one thing and expecting that that's it.
That's exactly what I was thinking. I'm going to send them, there is a place to send them an email. I'm going to do it today.
Sounds like a plan to me.
Maybe to the X-Mobile.
Up, Charlie.
Steve, hi, Rich. Hey, Rich, did you listen to Eric yesterday? You can't use your Macintosh. You can't use your laptop. You need an old, dedicated computer that's going to be on 24/7. Nothing else can run on it except Linux. So that computer stays on 24/7. You also need a radio. And you're not going to waste the dual-band radio, because the radio also has to be on 24/7. So you need those two major brands, a full-time 24/7 internet connection. So that's what you need to start. Then you worry about the other parts. But you're not going to take your dual-band radio and switch it to IRLP, then take it off IRLP when you want to talk on it. So those are the three major things you need. Go ahead, Steve, and give it back to Rich.
Okay. sounds like you're on your way in. Rich, essentially he's correct. If you want it to be on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, of course, you have to dedicate the equipment to it. Although, in all honesty, they now have USB connections. I don't know if you can do it with a laptop or not. You can't do it with a Mac, absolutely, because I don't think the processor is correct for it. But I think you can run the Linux. You can certainly run Linux on a laptop. Get my tongue out of my untied. And I don't know if you want to tie it up like that. He's right.
Okay, I wasn't aware, but yes, like Jerry said just now. Hello, Jerry. Maybe I could find something at desktop, really cheap. Jerry?
That's step one. It doesn't matter whether it has PCI slots or ISA slots. It does have to have a parallel port, because the IRLP board, at least the version 3 board that's not USB, just sits on top of the slot. It screws in. That just holds it in, and it gets its power from the floppy disk connector or the hard drive connector, the 4-pin Molex connector. That's how it gets its power. So it just sits on top of an open slot. It doesn't physically attach to the, the computer board. The slot just holds in with the screw on the top. So that's the thing. You've got to find an old computer with a small hard drive, because it probably runs under 20 meg, the whole software. So you're not going to put maybe 40 meg. So you're not going to put a 2 gig or actually can't even get them anymore, or a 20 gig or a 40 gig or a terabyte hard drive in this computer anyway. So you need an old computer that people are discarding. And then you need a monitor, and you need a keyboard, even though you can't unplug the monitor once the thing is running. And once it's running, in theory, you don't have to touch it. But you also need a radio. You have to have it connected full-time to a radio. And depending upon the radio, you need an interface cable. If it's a ham radio, then it's basically the miniature plug or the 3/8 plug, for audio in, audio out, the speaker out, and push the talk. So once again, depending upon the radio, you need the cable. Go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, pretty much anything You don't have to get a brand new or a late model computer to run this Linux system. Jerry said you can get something that's somewhat older. Doesn't have a lot. That doesn't need. How much memory do they need now? I mean, I just put in the new operating system, the Debian 8, and I have something that's relatively modern. But I don't think you need that.
If I have it, let me see if I have it. I don't even know what I'm running it on myself. I may even be on an old Pentium 3, come to think of it. Or even, maybe a 486. I don't know. I forgot to look. I just had an old computer and I connected it up. I don't even know what it is offhand, but I know it's not a Pentium 4. So it's an old computer. That's all you basically need. But once again, you need a radio. And then, what do you plan to do with it? The only thing I can see is you can walk around, your neighborhood with an HT into the radio that you can go on to various repeaters. But, if you're simplex, you don't think you need an antenna for the radio, so you can pick it up from the outside and other people can log into it. So you got to think of all these things first, Rich, before you can, just jump into it and decide you want to hire a Pino because it's new technology. Good, Rich.
Okay, Jerry. Well, you gave me a lot of good information. All right. I didn't know how much it took, so I don't know if I'll get into it or not. But, we have a spare room here. Patty was using it to fancy dresses in. Maybe what I'll tell her to do, I'll have a cabinet built. I could dress her. And then I could use it for this. Also, I wanted to make a shop in there. So that's a possibility. Steve, you pick it up with Jerry. I gotta go. I will catch you guys later. Thank you. And to be up.
Okay, Rich. See you later. And Jerry, I'm just getting to my customary over here in Westbury again.
Well, you're getting into your customary in Westbury. I'm just a block away from work, so what a long trip today, an hour and 45 minutes. And it looks like 6:36, but, things are blocked off in Manhattan due to the president here. So that tied things up as heading to the west side. You did an installation with someone, because Russ, I don't know if you remember Russ, I can't think of his call sign. He said your Eastern Communications put the radio in. For some fire department, I think in Rockaway, you put a VHF repeater in.
Nothing that I know of.
Well, you did say Eastern Communications, and maybe with somebody else, I don't know, but it seems there's some fire department that has a repeater, Breezy Point, Rocky Point, whatever, and for some reason they went VHF instead of UHF, so I don't know. I'm a block away from work, and two traffic lights away from where I have to be. The rain stopped. It was raining in Manhattan. It was raining in Brooklyn, just like a light mist now, so it really wasn't heavy, but I didn't remember them forecasting rain today.
It would be Breezy Point. Breezy Point got buried in water during Sandy. Rocky Point is on the North Shore. Anyway, I'm just about to park, so let me get out of here. I'll talk to you later. WB2ZSE. By the way, Breezy Point's in Queens.
It's the tip of Rockaway. Queens, yeah. But they were talking about it with Marty, so about putting a repeater in there. Alright, I'm going to put the car in the garage, the parking lot now, and go into work. We'll talk to you on the way home, I guess. WB2ZX Mobile.
This is Andrew Zajusi. net tonight at 8:30. This is the WQVL Amateur Radio Repeater System.
N2EO and 2 Mike Bravo. Thank you.
WQVL repeater system. WQL repeater.
Thank you.
32NNC on the side listening.
Welcome to the W2VL repeater.
First, just let me know when you need it back. I just don't remember how to get through your neighborhood there. I can drop it off.
Well, whenever it's convenient, post it in or whatever, give you directions, whatever you need. And by the way, I wouldn't even have to be there. You've been outside. Who the heck was lying?
Going water skiing. What do you do for fun?
I'm sorry, say that again.
What do you do for fun, besides being on the air? Any other activities?
Well, I'm also active in the Boy Scouts. I do target shooting, and I have lengthy conversations with my son. I go to see my daughter, her husband, and my granddaughter. That's pretty much it.
That's great. Sounds like it keeps you busy. What do you do with the Boy Scouts? Where do you guys go, like, hiking? Go upstate any place?
You just opened up a three-hour conversation. Well, I have more like a minute and a half. I am here at the supermarket. I have to stop off after a minute. But lots of places as close as West Hills Park in Huntington. Very nice Boy Scout camp in Wading River. Very nice Boy Scout camp in Livingston Manor up in the Catskills. They're all owned by the Nassau County Boy Scouts. Well, Huntington is owned by Suffolk County Park. Wading River and Livingston Manor are owned by the Nassau County Boy Scouts. And there are loads of other places. There's even a Boy Scout camp in Staten Island. There's one in Alpine, New Jersey. They're all over the place.
I think that West Hills place in Huntington, was that up like Chicory Lane? You go off of Round Swamp Road as you're traveling north, and you make a right and go uphill. There's like a building or some kind of a office there. Is that Boy Scouts?
Halfway between the Northern State and Jericho Turnpike on Round Swamp Road, you head east on High Hold Drive. See a parking lot on the left. And a quote, youth camping area is off to your right. Private residence right there that is very famous historically, even though no one knows it.
I think that's the place I used to live right down the hill from there. Spent 5 years. I think it was 5 years in that area. Nice over there. As far as Livingston Manor, I guess you're familiar with the Willowemock Motel? When my dad used to take me up there during hunting season, stay there, we used to hunt in Chandelier.
Yes, you go past the Willowemock Motel to get to the camp, although I've never actually stopped. I've just driven past it.
That stream going through there, that Willowemock stream or whatever the heck it's called, some trout in there. When my dad used to take me up there, I used to fiddle around the water. And
It was right under, going underneath the highway. And then if you get off at that exit, there's a restaurant right there across the street from Willow Wemack, but on the other side of the park, the expressway, there's the town, the Livingston Manor town. There's a little, a major greasy spoon diner called Robin Hood Diner. We used to have our eggs and bacon there before going up into the mountains for hunting.
I don't really know this town that well. Usually, I just get off of the, of 17 and go up the hill to the camp. But yeah, I know the area, so there are a number of diners around. All right, I'm here. I gotta go run the supermarket for 5-10 minutes.
All right, Ed. Thanks for coming in. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon. KD2EO Squad, be clear and listening. 7-3.
If I make good time, I make history yet. WB2EAB. WB2 back.
Guess what? That was quick. Fastest grocery shopping I ever heard.
Yeah, it's a special new technique. I walked in, I saw the lines for the register and said, I don't need this stuff that bad, and walked out again.
That's my kind of shopping. Are you going to, are you thinking of getting some supplies maybe for this, impending boom coming with these hurricanes?
No, no, what it is, there's a store on Old Country Road called John's Farms. Sometimes they have some very nice stuff in their deli department. And I realized I'd be driving right past this, so I said, let me see if there are any targets of opportunity. And I walked in the door and I saw how crowded it was, which is surprising because the parking lot isn't crowded. But the store is so crowded, I said, I don't care if they have any deli specials.
I went there twice. And I'm cured. That place ought to be shut down.
I believe they are moving soon, so technically you can get your wish, but I don't think that's what you had in mind when you said it. I have found you can do very well there under the right conditions. Under the wrong conditions, forget about it.
One second.
By the way, did I answer your questions about Boy Scout camping?
Most of it. I was just curious if you... I'm guessing since they have a place in Livingston Manor that do some hiking up in the mountains. When I was in camp a long time ago, at least a year ago, we used to climb the Adirondacks. And there were some pretty nice mountains to climb. I was wondering if they did any heavy-duty hiking like that.
Yeah, but the Adirondacks are a bit of a schlep. Harriman State Park is very good for that. And it's rugged enough, and it's a heck of a lot closer.
We slept under the stars a number of times. I did actually enjoy it. We canoed up Lake Champlain. I know that sounds kind of funny, up Lake Champlain, because it's just a body of water sitting there. But what I mean is the several days that we were canoeing, it was against the wind, and I got a kick out of the Boy Scouts. The Boy Scouts were going with the wind. They're like just sitting there in their canoes, just kind of breezing by us when we were doing the work. They had an easy trip. But climbing some of those mountains up there was fun. We'd hike, we'd, camp outside, maybe I put a little tarp up or a mosquito net or something. Mosquito net actually was a luxury. And there was this one place in the mountains, there was an actual natural rock water slide. We'd slide down this rock into this nice big cove, this big pool, this deep pool of cool water. That was a good time to remember.
Let's see. You mentioned canoeing. A favorite canoeing location is on the upper Delaware. A favorite place is from basically from Narrowsburg down towards Port Jervis. been there many times, and there's a big Boy Scout camp there on by the sea, 10-mile river. Also, you reminded me that Catskills, which we backpacked over Hill Mountain and Pico Mountain, if you ever heard of them.
No, I haven't. What about the Blue Mountain, which is not too far? You think the Boy Scouts there at all?
Blue Mountain? Not like in North Carolina or West Virginia or something?
Sorry, maybe I'm thinking of Bear Mountain. That's just like straight upstate a little bit. Bear Mountain. I drove past it once. I was always wanting to go back and investigate.
Well, I refer to Harriman State Park. That includes Bear Mountain, and I've hiked Bear Mountain and backpacked and camped many times.
Okay, Harriman, that's the place. I remember going on that canoe trip with this kid in our camp group. I don't remember what his name was. His name was Chris something or other. But we called him Meathead. It was funny. Him and his father, they looked like a clone. Short hair, crew cut, glasses, wire-rimmed glasses. This guy thought he could do everything. He had a 50-pound backpack for a kid. And the counselor made him walk up and down the hill, back and forth from the place where we slept, up, back and forth up to the mess hall a couple times. He said, if you can do that, you can take all that weight in your backpack. So he did it, no problem. Got out in the field. He was making everybody else carry his stuff. It was too heavy.
That is a classic problem with the Boy Scouts. That the youngest and smallest kid always shows up with the most heaviest stuff, usually for his mommy, who knows absolutely nothing about the concept, has decided her little boy is not going to get caught short-handed, not realizing how abusive that philosophy is.
I got stuck with Meathead in my canoe on Lake Champlain. The guy in the front is the power stroke. The guy in the back, of course, uses his energy, but more steering. And so I think we must have switched. I ended up doing most of the work, and he was kind of sitting there gliding his canoe through his paddle through the water. I could have taken the guy and thrown him overboard.
Wait a minute, was he in the front or the back? I didn't quite catch that.
The man in the front is the power. The guy in the back is most as well as power, too, before steering. The guy in the front has to do most of the work.
No, no, no. I didn't ask you that. I asked, where was the guy you weren't happy with, in the front or the back?
Sorry, we switched, actually. When I was in the front, I was doing all the work. And I was in the back, I was doing all the work.
The guy in the back is critical. The guy in the front, as you said, is the power. And in a pinch, to manage without him at a reduction in speed.
Very true. That's pretty much what happened. So I had the power stroke in the back and also steer. And believe me, without an opposing oar in the front of the canoe, it wasn't that easy.
Yeah, I never found it that big a deal because I find whenever you get an 11-year-old new Boy Scout, put him in the front of the canoe, and at least he doesn't weigh it down, but he doesn't usually contribute very much. Now, when I had my son in the front, we were a team. Remember I made a comment, I have these long conversations with my son, sharing